I'm really pleased to be bringing back to the show our first guest. His name is Lenny Wolf. And Lenny is a pleasure to have on. He's a veteran communist and a fighter for the new communism of Bob Avakian. And he's from the Get Organized. He's part of the Get Organized for an Actual Revolution tour. You think you're woke, but you're sleepwalking through a nightmare. And right now, they're hitting the streets in Chicago. Lenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael. I also want to introduce my comrade here who's also on the tour, one of the young people who's carrying this forward and really fighting on the front lines every single day, Luan. Okay, I'm going to have her say a hello, too, okay?
Sure. Hi, Luan.
Hey, what's up?
Well, a hell of a lot right now. I'm hoping you're going to tell me what's up.
Yeah, so we're on. So we're getting organized, getting people organized for to be a part of the movement for an actual revolution, because there's all these different solutions that are being propagated which are going to lead nowhere and worse. And we're seeing this. There's a lot of people who right now are sitting on their hands waiting for 2020 while children are being locked in cages, while we're hearing all this racist vitriol about go back where you come from. While the youth, you know, right now in Chicago, like when they go into the downtown area, are being sent on trains back to the South Side, you know, being told, go back where you come from. You know, this is a really crucial moment in history for people to actually be stepping forward and stepping into a movement that can really change everything and get behind this leadership of Bob Avakian. And we're out to organize the thousands, and we were just in L.A., and now we're here in Chicago.
All right. You know, one thing I'd like to ask you is like, you know, there's a phrase that is being popularized in relation to all this, and that's Red Summer. Let's talk about that, what that means.
Yeah, so 100 years ago in 1919, on July 7th, there was a youth named Eugene Williams. And he was on the raft of Lake Michigan with his friends, being youth, you know, in the hot summer. And these youth on the raft, they crossed over from the unofficial colored side to the white side, and they were stoned to death by white people. And when black people tried to go out and actually save them, they were prevented from doing so. And this sparked a whole wave of racist riots where, you know, these so-called athletic clubs, which the Dailies actually came out of, you know, went out and burned down black people's houses, shooting them down and doing a lot of racist violence. And this happened all over the country. But what happened here in Chicago was people fought back. And that is something that, you know, has also been buried, you know, in history. The police were a part of this. The state was a part of this. And even though this happened, you know, 100 years ago, that white supremacist vitriol is here, you know. It's here and it's on a whole other level. And, you know, we're going to be out there on the 27th, you know, having a commemoration, not just to speak to what happened then, but also to speak and point the way forward out of this madness, to really bury this whole system, you know, which can't produce anything else than this madness. Let's be clear, you know, we're seeing constantly new forms of white supremacy and oppression that are happening to our brothers and sisters, not just here, but all over the world. And that right here at the border, where there's children in cages, you know, and people are being told, oh, don't worry about it, those aren't your people. No, those are our people, right? And so we're going to be bringing a revolutionary commemoration and actually speaking to the way forward. We have to be fighting for a world where all people, you know, are treated as full human beings and where we actually have a real future for all humanity, not America and Americans, you know what I'm saying? Like, actually, a real future for people all over this planet. And we're going to be calling on people to stand together and actually send this message 100 years later that there is a way out of this madness and that no more, you know. So that's going to be some of what we're doing this week and what we're bringing people into. And, I think that I actually want to let Lenny.
Okay, that's fine. I
have very little to add. I think that really put things out there very well. I would say this.
Go ahead.
That, first of all, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that people in fighting back, people took up arms against what was being done to them. People saw this is a fight that has to really be fought, you know, and we can't just sit back, we can't wait, we have to fight it. And there's things to learn from this. But there's also a way which I believe, I just want to underline what Luan was saying. We have, it's not just that we have to replicate that fighting spirit, which we do, and which we need much, much more of today. But we also have something we didn't have in 1960. We have someone who's brought forward, Bob Avakian, who's brought forward an analysis of the world and of this country's role within it, a way to wage a struggle, to wage a revolution, to overthrow this system that's brought down, that just, as Luan was saying, cannot do without and continually morphs new forms of this, white supremacist, you see this, anyway, this white supremacist disease, you know, that's not just a disease, it's integral to the way capitalism, imperialism in the United States has grown up and functions. You know, I heard D.L. Hewley made this point. It's not, the way he put it was racism in America, but the way I would put it would be racism in capitalist imperialist America. But I'll say with what Hewley says, are like conjoined Siamese twins, but you can't separate them because they're conjoined at the heart. So you can't somehow surgically deal with this reform, that reform. You do have to overthrow this system. And then you have to not just do it around that question, but around all these forms of oppression that Luan was bringing forward. And with the spirit Luan was bringing forward, that we're emancipating all of humanity. We've got that. We've got a strategy that Bob Avakian brought forward. We've got the Constitution. And what we're doing here, we're going to be at the commemoration here, we're going to be doing our commemoration, but also there's other people commemorating, and we're going to be bringing forward this solution. Not for a seat at the table, but to overthrow the table and bring forward a whole new way. Mm-hmm. And that's what that's what this is going to be. That's what we're very much looking forward to this, and this is kicking off an entire 4 or 5 weeks of activity where we do aim to bring forward scores and hundreds of those folks who people say are not, dozens, scores, and yes, hundreds of people in one way or another turning their face towards and being part of the movement for revolution.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's really tremendous. And I really look forward to talking with you about this much more on a regular basis as we go through this when you're in Chicago and as the show shows here. I really do. Basically, tell people how they can get in touch with you. If there's people from Chicago or there's people here or anywhere that want to go to Chicago and hook up with folks, how do they do that? And then we're going to have to move on. But I really do want to emphasize, I want to have you back probably next week to talk about what's developing as you're going out there. So can you?
And you need to come out here, Michael.
I was going to say that. I'm going to come out there. I'm going to talk to you about that.
Some Chicago hot dogs. You got me those burritos, the teppanyaki. I'm going to let Luan tell people how to hook up. But I do want to have all your listeners go to the live stream Sunday at 3:30 Central Time. Go to the live stream Sunday at 3:30 Central Time. It's going to be on Facebook. Tune in to RevCom. And it's going to be on, or you can go to revcom.us to find the link. But go to that live stream, people, okay? and listen to Michael Slate, too. Now, I'm just going to have Luan take us on out of here, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Lenny. Luan?
Hello?
Hi. You're going to take us out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, people, you have a role to play in this. Like, we're really trying to bring people to be a part of working on how it is that we make this possible. And, there is a role that you can play. You should go online, but also send in your thoughts and send in your questions and do this wherever you are, We're calling on people not just to, follow this, even though you should, but also to take up, you know, take up this approach that we're bringing out there. You can go to revcom.us, read the reports, see some of what we're actually doing, and look, there's an actual organizing kit that's online, and it speaks to what is what we call the 5-2-6, which speaks to the five stops that, you know, are things that the system cannot reform away, from the white supremacy, the male supremacy, to the way in which our immigrant brothers and sisters are being treated, to the wars for empire. These five things that cannot be stopped, the two choices that we really have, not Democrat and Republican, but either keep the world as it is, as it goes worse, and we have, you know, no future for future generations, or make revolution. And the six points of attention, which the Revolution Club lives by and fights for, which speak to the kind of world, you know, that's possible, where we have no borders, where people of different genders and nationalities are treated as full human beings, and the kind of world that not only is possible, but we have to be living by and fighting for today.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find this on revcom.us and be modeling this and spread this to others too.
All right. I want to thank you very much, Luan, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. All right?
All right.
All right. Take care.